your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
The News Bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. Zambia unlikely to meet 2030 road safety targets. President Hichilema launches a $300 million Leopard Hill solar project. And then international news, Nigeria charges six people with treason over Independence Day coup plot.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. The Zambia police has expressed concern that the country is unlikely to meet its target of reducing road traffic accidents and fatalities by 50% by 2030 under the millennium decade of action for road safety as accidents continue to rise. Speaking at a joint press briefing with the Road Transport and Safety Agency, police spokesperson Godfrey Chulavi said the country has recorded a steady increase in road traffic accidents from 2021 to 2025. Mr. Chulavi has noted that with only 4 years remaining to achieve the target, it will be difficult for the country to significantly reduce the number of accidents and fatalities.
So from 2021 to 2025, Zambia witnessed a steady rise in road traffic accidents. This increase has not only affected the number of accidents recorded, but also led to more fatalities. Okay, I was just talking about the fatalities that we recorded in the first quarter, 600 plus people. Serious injuries as well as minor injuries. The global target under the Millennium Decade of Action for Road Safety, which aims to reduce road traffic deaths by 50% by 2030, now appears difficult to achieve when we compare with the current statistics that we are recording.
Meanwhile, RAPSA Acting Deputy Director Stacey Muranga Mulenga said fatalities remain a major concern, adding that human error continues to be the leading cause of road traffic accidents in the country.
Preliminary data indicates a noticeable number of nationwide. Fatalities remain a major concern, particularly on major highways such as the Great North Road and Great East Road. Human error continues to be the leading cause of accidents, accounting for the majority of cases. The key contributing factors include speeding, dangerous overtaking, drink driving, and non-compliance with traffic regulations. Despite these challenges, there has been a moderate improvement in compliance levels in urban areas due to intensified enforcement.
President Hakainde Hichilema has launched the construction of Zambia's largest hybrid renewable energy project, the Leopard Hill 250-megawatt peak solar plant, valued at over $300 million US in Chonga District. The project will include a 150-megawatt and 600-megawatt-hour energy storage system. Speaking during the launch, President Hichilema said the project has been necessitated by government reforms in the energy sector, including the introduction of the Electricity Open Access Framework and the participation of independent power producers, which have made the sector more attractive to investors.
That today is a great day, yes. A very, very, very important day. For many reasons. The investment, yes. Appreciate this investment. Adding 250 megawatts of PV, but 150 megawatts of battery storage, leading to 600 megawatt hours. Additional power generation towards this location yet again, this property yet again, plays its part as it has done since the 1960s.
And Leopard Investment Company Chairperson Carl Irwin said the project, funded by GlobalEc and other partners, will supply electricity to approximately 150,000 households annually, helping position Zambia as a leading energy producer in Africa.
And in Zambia, the power project before your government came in was not bankable. We've been working on this project for 10 years. Thank you for the legislation you put in place and what you have done, which has now made these projects bankable. You have put the challenge to us Zambians and to the private sector to stand up now and deliver in the power sector, because it is a simple curve. Every country in the world, there are two graphs that go together. It's the power supply and the growth of the country. If you do not have power, you cannot grow a country and you cannot create the jobs we need for the youth of our country.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Limited board chairperson Vixen Kube said that solar energy is critical to Zambia's energy mix, adding that the utility has finalized its 2026-2025 strategic plan, which will focus on expanding transmission infrastructure. First Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Attractor Chisangano, has directed Home Affairs Minister Jack Nimbo to update the nation on alleged rape cases involving female students at Levi Mwanawasa Medical University. On Monday, students in Lusaka took to the streets to protest the reported incidents and what they described as a poor police response when such cases are reported. Carrying placards and chanting slogans, the students marched through parts of the capital, demanding urgent action and accountability from authorities. Speaking in Parliament this afternoon, Mr. Sangano directed the Home Affairs Minister to inform the August House tomorrow of the measures government is taking to address the security concerns affecting students at the university. The defense has asked the Lusaka High Court to quash their amended Particles of Offense in a matter in which People's Pact presidential candidate Fred Nembe is charged with espionage, arguing that they are insufficient to allow him to take plea and proceed to trial. One of his lawyers, Leon Nemba, submitted that the offense is serious, carrying a minimum sentence of 20 years, but the particulars presented before the court are inadequate in certain respects. He argued that the amended information does not specify the alleged foreign power or disaffected person involved. Mr. Lemba told Judge Mark Angoma that Dr. Member's position is that the particulars of the offense are vague, leaving him unable to fully understand the case against him. He added that proceeding to trial under such circumstances would contravene Article 18, Subsection 2C of the Constitution, as well as Section 134 of the Criminal Procedure Code. The defense further submitted that the law requires the statement of offense to clearly state the exact charge against the accused. However, state advocate Mildred Mchimba opposed their application, arguing that the information on the charge sheet is sufficient to enable the accused to prepare his defense. Ms. Mchimba said the details provided adequately inform Dr. Membe of the charge he is facing. Dr. Membe is facing one count of espionage contrary to the laws of Zambia. The matter has been adjourned to tomorrow, April the 22nd, 2026, for ruling. Opposition United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia says that individuals aspiring for the presidency should reconsider their ambitions if they cannot afford their 100,000 kwacha nomination fee. Speaking during a press briefing, party president Charles Chanda has questioned the credibility of candidates who complain about the fee, stating that leadership at the highest level requires the ability to manage personal finances effectively. He said it is unrealistic for someone to seek to run the country when they are unable to sustain their own economic standing. Mr. Chanda has added that he has already paid the 100,000 kwacha nomination fee required for one to stand as a presidential candidate, emphasizing that serious contenders should be prepared.